Episode 374. Wow, that's a lot of podcasts. My podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And I will thank you for the support over all these years doing all these podcasts. Let's start off with the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, is after Trump again. Now, there's a lot of people after Trump, but Letitia James seems to go after the money, and that seems to work. She's filed a huge fraud lawsuit against Trump, the Trump Organization, three of his children, the whole thing. Basically, from what I understand, okay, I'm not a lawyer. I know you find that hard to believe that a comic doing a podcast is not a lawyer, but it's true. I'm not a lawyer. She's saying that the Trump Organization, and it's always the organization because he's not smart enough to do it, overvalued all of his assets, massively overvalued. For example, Mar-a-Lago being valued at $730 million when its actual value is $75 million. Trump's penthouse being assessed at 30,000 square feet, worth $300 million when it's actually only 10,000 square feet, and on and on. And the reason he did this was so that he could get massive loans against the property and use that money for whatever he wanted to do. And as you know, he doesn't pay back loans. She's also saying that the banks and the accounting firms were in on it because they collect massive fees. The bankers make huge money making these loans to Donald Trump. The accounting companies get huge money and huge fees. So they were all in on it. Now, of course, the accounting company is stepping back and saying that, well, we didn't know about it. See, that's what they're all saying about, we didn't know he defrauded us too. They're disavowing the work they've done for him and telling businesses that anyone who may have relied on their work, they disavow it. Yeah, now that this lawsuit has come out, and basically what Ms. Jones, the attorney general, is saying is that these super rich people, and it's coming out more and more. Trump isn't near as rich as he lies about being. These kind of lawsuits prove it. But what she's saying is these people operate under a different set of rules. I mean, I can't go to the bank and say, hey, can you increase the value of my house tenfold and then loan me money based on that? They'd laugh you out of the bank. No, you can't do that. You can't claim that you own this many assets and they're this valuable, and then when you get caught, say, oh, but we were wrong. We put the decimal point in the wrong place on every form we filled out. We also have a charity organization that pays a lot of the debts, which she shut that down, that fake Trump charity and the fake university. So this isn't a criminal proceeding. You know, my buddy George Wallace has this little bitmoji just singing, Trump is going to jail. Trump is going to jail. Nah, he's not going to jail for this. But I like Letitia Jones because she goes after the money. And if she can get the money, if she can get the fines, if she can get him put out of business and banned from doing business in New York City, because it's funny, all of his followers think he's them. This is the great Trump con that he has. The rich people thinking he's rich, and he has the poor white people thinking, oh, he's one of us. He's neither. He's a con man. Very good at it. Fast talker, and he's fooled them all, but that's all he is. So she's bringing down the con. But even as she brings down the con, they will fight it. Now, it's funny. The rich people are like, we ain't got nothing to do with him. We disavow any knowledge. We weren't involved, this or that. The poor people double and triple up on following him. And so all these poor people in America, all middle America, whatever you want to call it, that mythical working class white man who's just being mistreated and angry, and Trump is his hero. Trump is a multi-million dollar fraud working out of New York City. What a con. Honestly, if you stand back and just look at it, what a con. to be a multi-million dollar, claiming to be billion dollar businessman that's a total fraud from New York City. And you got these people in Kansas and Alabama and Louisiana and every place that hates New York City saying this is our guy. It's incredible. It's incredible. So I wish her luck in bringing down his organization along with his kids, you know, because they're in on it too. And we'll see how this plays out. Is he going to jail? I doubt it. Will they take his money? I hope so. And on the topic of frauds, what is going on with Brett Favre? Have you noticed how little press there's been about Brett Favre? So now we know that he was going to collect $1 million speaking fees from money that was supposed to go to the poor people in Mississippi, that he got millions of dollars to build the volleyball stadium at the college where his daughter plays volleyball. And there are texts, there are literal texts saying, are we sure we can hide this money? Are we sure the media won't find out? And yeah, the story's out there, but is the story really out there? Remember Colin Kaepernick? Remember how big that story was? And he didn't do anything illegal. He didn't do anything wrong. As a matter of fact, a couple of years after he took a knee to protest police violence, suddenly everyone else got on the bandwagon, you know? Hey, Colin Kaepernick was right, and he got all this press about being wrong. And where is the voice? Where are the voices of the NFL? Where's the league that spoke out against Colin Kaepernick, that spoke out against Michael Vick, that spoke out against any black player who got in trouble? Yet Brett Favre, their hero, who they covered up when he was sexually harassing the woman from the New York Jets and so on. That was back in his playing days. They really don't seem to have much to say about Brett Favre defrauding the state of Mississippi and the poorest people in Mississippi. The silence is deafening, isn't it? So I was doing something that Texas really hates, reading, and more on that later. And I learned some stuff about Ted Cruz. Now, as you know, as everyone knows, the Republicans, the right wing, is really having fun with this shipping of immigrants all over the country. I talked about it last week, Ron DeSantis shipping the immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, which, by the way, I know it was, I was onto something because I got a lot of right wing pushback from bots on my YouTube channel, but that's a good thing. Whenever they're mad, I know I'm on the right track. But they said that they went willingly. And now, of course, we find out they were lied to and that's how they got on the planes, etc. And, you know, Martha's Vineyard did what Jesus would do. They arranged housing and food. They couldn't do it on Martha's Vineyard. They didn't have the facilities. So they took them to, I believe it was Cape Cod. It was somewhere in Massachusetts where they had a military base where they could house and feed these people, you know, like Jesus would do. The Republicans are having a ball with it, saying that Martha's Vineyard's privileged, not letting them in, blah, 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 blah. Well, here's the thing. We all knew that Ted Cruz was an immigrant. I mean, he's from Cuba. His family's from Cuba. They went to Canada. From Canada, they went to Texas. This is what I didn't know. So his father went, like I said, from Cuba to Canada, came to the United States. By the way, Cruz was born Rafael Edward Cruz. His name isn't Ted. It's Rafael. We know that. He was born in Canada. We knew that. This is what I didn't know. I didn't know that when Cruz's family went to Texas, when his father went to the University of Texas, they applied for asylum. Yeah, they applied for asylum. You know, like all of these people who are coming in from various South American and Central American countries who want to apply for asylum in the United States because of persecution and violence, et cetera, in their home country. And these are the people that Ted and DeSantis and Abbott and all of the right wingers, Fox News is loving this, want to ship all over the country and do not let them in and this and that. They're applying for asylum. What you got, Ted? The horror of the hypocrisy. I really, I say this, I don't know, how do you become such a terrible garbage person? Your family got asylum because of persecution in Cuba. You were educated in the United States. You made it to a United States senator. Now, normally, that would be the American dream, right? That would be the story of the immigrant story of the American dream. Your family was persecuted in Cuba. You made it to Canada. You made it from Canada to the United States. You were granted asylum. You grew up in the United States. You changed your name from Raphael to Ted so no one would know your background. But anyway, other than that, and now you're in the U.S. Senate. What a fabulous story that could be. Instead, you're the most small-minded, racist, hateful. Imagine the self-hate to be a Latin immigrant and to abuse Latin immigrants, to actually slam the door behind you and treat these people as horribly as possible. People with nothing, people with zero power. So let's add bullying to it, okay? Lie about the open borders because the borders are not open and deny them the asylum that allowed you to become who you are. How do you become such a shit person? I honestly don't know. I don't understand someone like that. And again, Ted Cruz isn't like, you know, Trump, who works on charisma but is actually ignorant, doesn't know what he's talking about. Ted Cruz was educated in Ivy League schools. Ted Cruz is actually very smart and well-educated, and he knows what he's doing is, well, I don't know if he knows if it's wrong because he doesn't have any morals. Anyone who would leave their dog in a house to freeze to death while they're flying to Mexico, I mean, if you're cruel to a dog, you know, nothing lower, okay? Yeah, I know I talked about Michael Vick earlier. Michael Vick served his time in prison. Why isn't Ted Cruz? That's another story. But how do you become that person? I honestly don't know how you become that person. But famously, Maya Angelou said, when someone tells you who they are, listen. Well, guess what? We had someone tell us exactly who he is. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin was on Fox News talking about white supremacy, and he said, white supremacy, which I condemn. No, Ron, you got it right the first time, and we know it, and you know it. Yeah. So once again, when someone tells you who they are, listen. When someone, you don't accidentally condone white supremacy, do you? Is that an accident? Is that possible? What I meant to say was, I condemn. Yeah, I misread the prompter. Yeesh. It's hard to read through the eye holes of my hood. So I mentioned Texas and reading. Texas leads the nation in banned books. They've banned more books from schools than anywhere in the country. Their list has reached, I believe it's over 800 books. Now here's why. 801 books have been banned across 22 school districts in Texas. This is what's interesting about it. No one whines about free speech more than the conservatives. Whenever their hate speech is limited on social media, they claim it's free speech. Their pro-gun speeches right after a mass shooting, they claim they're being picked on. They're blah, 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 always whining, always crying. They are always a victim. Free speech, unless it's speech we don't approve of. And here's some of the books that they have banned. Okay, Genderqueer, a memoir, which depicts a journey of gender identity and sexual orientation. The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. Here's an interesting one. Roe v. Wade, A Woman's Choice by Susan Dudley Gold. They banned that. They don't want girls or boys, but they don't want children to learn about women's rights. Isn't that interesting? It seems the books being banned are about queerness, blackness, and women's reproductive rights. And like this article says, pretty clear that this isn't about protecting the students as much as it is about protecting the parents' views of racism, transphobia, homophobia, and I'm not even going to call it pro-life, I'm going to call it anti-woman. Protecting these views by stopping children from reading in public schools. And this is, the librarians have been fired, and on and on. This is the group that's constantly whining about freedom. Freedom, 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 free speech, free guns, free this, free that. Yeah, yeah. Unless it's knowledge that you don't agree with. It is horrible. And again, we were talking about this. Can you imagine, even 15 years ago, definitely 20 years ago, can you imagine someone telling you that books would be banned in public schools in the United States? Can you imagine that? You'd have been like, what? That's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. This is where we are. This is where we are. 800 titles banned in the state of Texas. Now, librarians, bookstores, they're all fighting back. There are book donations. People are sending books from places they haven't been banned through Amazon and other online things. There's a lot being done against this. And if a book, there's no better way to get a kid interested in reading a book than banning it. And I've read stories about, there's a book about being gay, and there's a pride flag on the cover. And a librarian talked about how brave it is for a teenage kid, 13, 14 years old, to bring that book to the table in the library. You know how kids are. You know how cruel kids can be. Now, of course, we learn how much they're learning it from their parents, but to be the one who's different, to be the one who's gay, to be the one who's trans, to be the one who's just not sure, to be the black kid in an all-white school, to be the Latin kid in an all-white school, to want to learn something about your culture, and the joy of seeing you depicted in a book, to find out you're not the only one. They hate this. They don't dislike it. They hate it. It is, again, sad, angering, and everything else. Imagine having enough free time. Imagine being a person that you think it's important to go to the school board and raise hell to make sure that a gay kid doesn't feel different, to make sure that a black kid doesn't feel comfortable, to make sure that a Latin, Spanish kid doesn't see him or herself depicted. Imagine that being your goal, your end. Because it has nothing to do against white kids. It has nothing to do against straight white kids, okay? A straight white kid isn't going to read a book or read something in a book about a gay kid and then decide to be gay, okay? Maybe a bully will read a book about being black or being different and say, oh, wow, that's kind of hard. I shouldn't pick on that kid. Or maybe I could talk to that kid and understand something about his history. Or maybe I'll learn something about my history and say, oh, that's why they told me this. But this isn't true, because I know this brown kid, this kid from India, this immigrant kid from somewhere who's different, is actually a pretty cool kid. I like hanging out with him, and he plays the same video games as me or whatever. Imagine being, well, don't even imagine it. It's real. So much hate that you intentionally stop children from having this experience. Mind blowing. In the United States of America. Now, we are right now, the United States of America is in the process of condemning Iran, and it is horrible that a woman in Iran had strands of hair showing through her hijab and was taken in by the morality police and killed. Mahsa Amini's death in Iran is causing huge protests. Women are cutting their hair in protest, exposing their hair in protest. And my point being that America is like, this is horrible. And it is. It is absolutely horrible. Iran should be condemned for this. But let's not get too high up on our morality high horse while we're book banning, okay? Well, you see, everything that they can't stand about Sharia law, they're this close to doing it here. They're this close to doing it here, okay? You're taking away women's reproductive rights, and now you're taking away knowledge about reproductive rights. Knowledge, they don't want sex education. You don't want the kids pregnant, or if they are pregnant, you want to force them to have the babies, but you don't want to teach them how their bodies work. It's insane. Is it the same as this Iranian woman being killed? No. Is it on the same road? Hell yeah, it's on the same road. Unreal. Unreal. All right. I'm gonna totally shift gears now, because this story, now, I got conned online in a Bitcoin scheme, and I'll tell you, I walked into it because I was looking for a refund from this company. I was very angry. When you're very angry, you're not thinking. I was on the phone. I thought I was on phone with the company. I was on the phone with a con man. I ended up giving them access to an account. They took money, converted it to Bitcoin, and the money disappeared. So I'm not saying that I'm not an idiot. All right, I'm an idiot. It was dumb. It was emotion, overthinking. So I'm not saying this can't happen to anyone, but these young crypto bandits, these young crypto con men, are fascinating to me. So I talked before about the two guys out of Singapore, and they're on the run, by the way, because they made the mistake of conning the mob. You don't want to con the mob out of millions of dollars. So we don't know where those two are, but they're kind of in hiding. This kid, Aiden Pleterski, in Canada, Ontario, Whitby, Ontario, which I happen to know where that is. They've seized some of his toys. Now, he's 23. They took away his two McLarens, his two BMWs, and his Lamborghini, along with his watch and bunch of jewelry, over $2 million worth of assets. This guy has, they're still looking to find where the rest of it is. He's had $35 million. He has conned people doing a crypto Ponzi scheme. Now, mind you, kid's 23 years old. He claimed that you would get a 70-30 split on capital gains, 70% for you, 30% for him, and your initial investment would be paid back in full if it was lost. Claimed that he was going to get capital gains of 10 to 20% biweekly. Now, it's not going to happen. As investors always say, if it's too good to be true, it is. But here's the thing. He was running this scheme, okay? 29 creditors claim they're owed $13 million. One investor was bilked out of $4.5 million. 140 investors handed over a total of $20 million. Now, here's the thing, and there's a picture of this kid, and he's high as a kite in this picture. They said that they can't, the amount he had doesn't cover how much he was stealing. 11 vehicles, flew on private jets, $45,000 a month to rent a mansion on the lake, but that still doesn't cover all the money he stole, okay? Now, here's the thing. They had a creditors meeting, and according to the minutes of the meeting, when asked why he could continue to invest money when he knew he couldn't repay his current investors, and that's what a Ponzi scheme is. You get new investors to give you money, which pays the previous investors, but you can't do it forever. His response was, I'm a 20-year-old kid. Exactly. He's a 20-year-old kid, and they can't trace the money because people were giving him cash investments. How do you, and again, like I said, I got conned online, and I know exactly where I made my mistake, and I was an idiot. But how do you give millions of dollars in cash to a, they saw the guy. They interacted with the guy. This crypto thing is a giant scam. It's a giant scam, and it's working. And just like any multi-level marketing scam, you're not going to make money because you're getting in too late. You might not be bold enough. to pull off what this kid is pulling off. This thing is, it's sad. It's sad for all these people who've lost all their money. It's incredible that this kid has pulled this off. It's another story of, kid, what if you used your powers for good and did something legally? You could have made a fortune. If you're good enough to pull this off as a scam, you could have done something legal to make a fortune. I don't know how it's going to play out, but these crypto scams, people, please be careful with your money. Don't believe anyone online. And when you call a company, verify it's the company. Again, I've made the mistake, so I'm not sitting here in total judgment. I'm sitting here more like stunned that this kid pulled this off. Who's paying attention? As always, you are. I'm headed up to Seattle. I'm doing Laughs Comedy Club this weekend. That's going to be fun. It's always fun. Take care. Be good to yourself. Keep laughing. And, well, Mr. Wallace, Trump ain't going to jail, but hopefully he'll be broke.